As Juneau prepares to host an Arctic Council meeting this week, state lawmakers got a visit from international scientists and policymakers on Tuesday. Along with lunch, they got a crash course on Arctic policy and research. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, Rasha McChesney has more.
On a cold, sunny day in Juneau, about 40 people gather in the capital to eat lunch and learn about the Arctic. It's a mix of national and international researchers, advisors, and visitors. Many of them are in town for the Arctic Council meeting. Roberta Burns chairs a sustainable development group for the Arctic Council. She started the lunchtime presentation with a geography quiz.
Yes.
Norway?
Yep. So we got U.S., Norway, Finland, yep. I think I heard Russia, yep. That's four. Pardon me? Canada, I gave you Iceland earlier. Denmark, why Denmark? Greenland, well done. And then who are we missing?
Eventually, the crowd comes up with the eight Arctic countries. And they collaborate with indigenous groups throughout the Arctic, and they work on the scientific, social, and economic problems facing their shared regions. The U.S. currently chairs that council, but will be handing control over to Finland later this year. Burns says that while the council has been led by the U.S., it's been focused on economic and living conditions in the Arctic, working on projects designed to combat suicide and improve rural water and sanitation. Lawmakers and a House committee focused on the Arctic also heard from the Institute of the North and ended their day with a group from Nome. Ukulesak Oklisik bounces his six-month-old daughter in his hands and keeps a close eye on his son. Oklisik is Inupiaq and Kowarakmute. He's in Juneau on behalf of the Sitnasauk Native Corporation. He says he and his family have been adapting to a region that is very different from the one his ancestors knew.
I think I'd like to say, you know, the Arctic is a place, but Arctic is also the people, and the Arctic is also communities. And so when we talk about the Arctic, there's a sense to make it abstract or make it a place only. And we forget that it is a people, and it's been our homeland for many generations.
Oklisik tells lawmakers that open Arctic water is attracting more shipping traffic and that the city of Nome wants to expand its port. The Arctic Council will meet in Juneau on Wednesday and Thursday. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.